Here's a few things to keep in mind during this podcast. Bruce O'Hughes is not a jerk. Justin Wasson is not pitiful. Mike Adams is reliable. This is The Break-Ins.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Break-Ins. This is episode 21. I'm Justin Wasson.
And I'm Bruce O'Hughes.
And I'm Mike Adams.
So we're back, and Bruce, we have a special guest with us tonight.
Do we?
Yes, he's back from his safari, from searching for Jeff Johns.
I thought he was on the path to spiritual enlightenment.
I don't know what we talked about in episode 5 when he left.
No, it was after 5. What was your last episode?
I was in Croatia or Romania or something like that.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Why did you leave?
Why did I leave? Croatia, Romania, or this lovely podcast?
All the above.
Croatia, because it's crazy. Romania, because the chicks are crazy. And this podcast, because I knew that it was better than me.
We accept that answer.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay.
So, Mike, how have you been?
I've been really well. Son's over a year old now, which is one of the main reasons I wasn't able to do podcasts for the past year, more or less. But, it's going really well for the most part.
Ethan!
I was pretty sure the sun was over, like, a couple billion years.
Yes, I see what you did there.
His son. Possessive.
Oh, S-O-N.
Yeah.
Yes, I do not claim the one sun that's shining and radiating down on this earth to be just mine.
Which I think its name is
selfish.
Technically Sol.
Yes, Sol, the real name for the sun.
Even though our moon is just moon, correct?
To my knowledge, yes.
Did you know that Buzz Aldrin's mom's maiden name was Moon?
Hmm.
True story. Snapple fact. Ate something.
That's called irony, I think.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
He came out of the moon, then he went to it.
I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
That's clever. Keep it rolling, Justin.
Yeah. So, anyway, we have Mike back here, and it's good because today's episode is going to be all about, or at least hopefully about, the Gem City Comic Con.
Yep.
Oh, before we begin, though, since I like to get off on
a nice recap.
Yes.
It's recap time.
Yes.
Recap!
Recap!
I thought you were going to do the Recola thing for a second. We had a contest last episode.
Yes, and by contest you mean failure.
Yes, but what I want to do is I think we get it out of the way now. That way if someone just listens to the first 5 minutes, they're good and they can just stop listening.
So this will be us recontesting.
Right. We actually did have someone that attempted to win, and they were close.
Are they allowed to attempt again?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I don't see why not. I
mean, this is the same person that requested the Nightcrawler commission from me.
Uh-huh.
And then never told me where to send it for them.
All right. Well, that would actually not be helpful. So if you're going to commit to attempt to be part of this contest, you have to make sure that we can get you the artwork.
If you're going to commit to attempting.
That's as close as I can get.
I can guarantee you I will try.
So the contest is about Willow. Last episode we talked about Willow and
one of the greatest Ron Howard movies ever.
I agree. I don't think Clint's in that one. But and we could not think.
I thought Clint was Willow.
No,
I thought he was motion capture of the dragon.
That was Wicket. That's Warwick Davis.
I know. I was being facetious because I was referring to his kid cameo in Star Trek.
Who
was he in Star Trek?
Clint? Oh yeah, the original.
Are you talking about
when he was a kid? When Clint was a kid.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, okay. I know because he was one of the predecessors of Q.
Probably the ugliest aliens that didn't need makeup.
Well,
sorry, Clint.
So, Willow contest.
Willow. We could not think of the race that Willow was of. We could think of other races.
Brownies. Daikini is what they called the humans.
Brownies were the little ones, even tinier ones, and things like that. So, the contest goes like this. You write in.
Leave a comment. After this podcast.
Right. If it is, there's a couple ways it can go. One, Bruce has to make sure he either confirms you, or you just get in through not being confirmed. If both things happen, if person A sends in the answer, it has to be confirmed. Person B sends it in after, but it doesn't need confirmed. We'll each do one for each person.
Should I explain why I have to confirm people?
C- Because you get a lot of spam.
Yeah, you saw today. Yes,
I did.
Yeah.
We had 20 comments, and out of three of those were okay.
Yeah.
The rest were about, I don't know what.
Penis pills.
Okay. So, all you do is say what the race is that Willow was, family members excluded, okay, or girlfriends or whatever.
Yeah.
Bruce and I, we then tell you if you're correct, you then tell us which one character.
I think they can request the character when they enter what they assume
they
is the name.
They could too. The last person didn't do that.
No.
You could
last then, person was also wrong. So.
Right. On both accounts. You could then say, I want a picture of Willow and a picture of whatever.
Who was the guy with the skull-faced helmet?
I don't know.
He fought
Not Matt Mardigan.
No.
And then Bruce and I will then draw one of each of those for you.
Yeah.
If there are two people that enter because mm-hmm. of the confirmed, not confirmed, then you only get one drawing and the other person will get the other drawing.
Yep.
So what we're doing is we are offering you free artwork.
In exchange for pop culture trivia from 1992?
That would 91? Be
86. Really? Yes. My yes. God.
I was in Georgia is when I saw it. We will give you free artwork for literally listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
And I like to continue this thing because it keeps me drawing, which is always kind of tough. And Bruce seems to enjoy it.
I'll draw anything for anybody.
Right. And
I'm stupid.
So we're going to do that. We're going to give you free artwork. All you do is listen to our podcast. We do this at the very beginning. And so there's really no reason for you to say, oh, it was too long. I couldn't listen to the whole thing to find out the contest. Okay.
Nope. You just have to listen to the first 6 minutes.
Right. So that's good. We're back to this. Let's
okay.
back to Mike. Hey, Mike. Sorry about that.
No, it's good.
We're going to extend your time just a little bit. Maybe. Depends on what you have to say. Gem City Comic Con was April 3rd at the Wright State Student Union.
Sunday.
So, last Sunday. You went to it.
I did.
I don't think you actually sat. I don't know if you sat at the table at all.
He did.
I did for like 3 minutes okay. or so before Jared sat down next to you.
Well, you know, You used to sit at the table, but now you were more of the customer. What was your perspective from the man on the street point of view of the Gem City Comic Con?
Gem City was great, as it always is. It was, I don't think as many high-profile names, like, as far as, like, the people that they got in to get there. Like, not to say that the guys that weren't there weren't big names in the business or anything, but
there was no Chris Claremont this year.
Chris Claremont, was it Billy Tan a couple years ago, Marv Wolfman, I mean, people that were big staples in the industry at one point in time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they had necessarily that name going forward, unfortunately.
So you do not respect Joe Jusco?
No, I would not say that. I don't know a lot of Joe Jusco's work, unfortunately. But Steve Englehart was there, correct? Was that who was there?
Yes, correct.
Yes. And I know he's done several I think he's worked with Kirby, for God's sakes, I think. So, maybe I'm wrong there, but I thought he did Captain America with Kirby for a while.
I have no idea what he did.
I'm agreeing with you, Mike. I didn't know who the hell these people were.
I knew Bob McCloy, because I've talked to him before in Ohio Con.
Maybe.
No, maybe at the Dayton thing.
Oh, okay.
Did he used to ink Perez?
I don't know. He had something to do, I think, with the when Spider-Man was in the black costume and the death of with Kraven. I think he had something to do with that.
Oh, well, also very cool then. But I just feel like there's still, even though that wasn't there, the buzz for the smaller, more local talent, I guess you would say, was still, what you guys are getting more of a following on a year-in and year-out basis, and not necessarily, I don't think people are always there to see who the big name is there, because I think they're going to see you guys on the floor more than anything, you know what I mean? Which I think is really cool.
Well, the small press room, they did change rooms for small press. I think it doubled in size, didn't it?
I did not even hit the small press room this year.
Shame on you.
Yeah, actually, I mean, that's the thing. I think, I'm not sure, you know, what the motivation behind it was, but the small press in the game room did switch. Maybe they felt that the game room was just too big for what they're using it for, and they could get more artists and make it more about comic books. I don't know. I don't know the rationale. I haven't talked to Jesse about it.
I don't know.
It was a big room, but to hear you not go in it kind of brings me to something that I'm going to talk about later as well. So
continue, Mike.
All right, I will continue. Well, I guess the reason I didn't go in there is usually I'm in that room because I'm either there for you guys in that room, or I was in that room, and the people that I wanted to see were out in the main room, then I didn't have a reason to go, I guess, into the other room. And if I missed somebody in there, then my bad.
Yeah.
Way to support the small press.
Hey, I bought Clobber Bants and I bought artwork from you. That's small press, okay?
In the
we're pretty small press.
Well,
small with a capital S.
Yes, I like that small with a capital S. Maybe even L at the end as well. Not even that the last L, but the second to last L. Make that one capital.
That's just crazy talk, my friend. Crazy.
Hey, I'm just saying you guys are that close to big. That's what I'm saying.
The movie with Tom Hanks.
I'd say we're close to medium.
With the TV show with Patricia Arquette.
Nicolas Cage's ex-wife. So what was the dealer's room like?
I think for the most part, typical dealers that you see on the same year, there was a lot more, I think, older stuff out this year than there has been in the past. A lot of people trying to really go for the golden silver age and even some of the bronze age stuff, I guess you would put it at, versus, I think, doing a lot more recent back stock as I was browsing. I think I just went to about every table that I could possibly get my hands through and saw some interesting stuff there. And there were some ridiculous deals, and then there were some crazy deals, you know what I mean? So
yeah. Well, no, me and you at one point, we were looking for one of the criminal trades.
Yes, and we did finally actually track that down, and you're welcome for that, Bruce.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for that tour book, too. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, I was going to say, that was, I think, probably one of my big buys that I had from the con, is getting that tour Volume 1 Joe Cooper Library Edition. I mean, it's like a $50 book, and $5 for that. That was a hell of a deal, you know?
It is. I agree. And I read that Frank Miller quote in the back, and then I ripped off the dust jacket right away.
So, yeah, you hate dust
jacket. I hate dust jacket. But thank you for pointing out that quote, or I would not have seen it.
Right. The other cool thing that I think I was able to track down, being that we all have met Chris Sprouse a couple times, a really cool dude. Justin, you stay in contact, I think, better than most of us. I found Oceans, or Ocean.
Yeah, Ocean. Singular. Yeah.
Yes. From that, I found a collection of the actual comics, not the trade, which I was trying to track down last year, and I found, like, I would either find, like, four of the issues, but there was always, like, one or two issues I couldn't track down at a place, and I've got all of those together, so those were my two favorite.
Are you going to get that custom bound?
What's that?
Are you going to get the single issues custom bound?
Into a single book?
Yeah, you can do that.
Really?
Yeah, there are services out there that will do that for you.
Yeah, yeah. Some people do stuff like where they bind the entire John Byrne Fantastic Four run.
Yeah.
I think they call that an omnibus, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but it'd be a homemade one.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm serious. I'm not making this shit up.
Yeah, I've seen them where the covers are hardcover and they're indented.
Yeah.
With the logo.
Embossed.
Embossed, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the Mid-Ohio Con coming up, you can get Chris's and Michael Golden's signatures, because Michael Golden did the covers.
Yeah,
that's right. I did see that. That's pretty cool. I didn't know you could actually get stuff bound. But I think probably those were my best deals, but I think the favorite things I picked up were, and I'm not just trying to teach your guys this horn here, though, but the work that I picked up from you guys I thought was just spectacular, in all honesty.
Thank you.
Well, I want to ask you some questions. Have you read the last issue of Clobber?
I did, actually, and we can talk about that here in just a second. I just want to make big comments about, one, the Green Lantern drawing that you did, Justin, which I thought was incredible, and I talked to Ian at work about it, and Ian even said that he was just absolutely floored by it, and he says he's actually wanting to do commission work from you
sometime
in the new future. So
I'll have to do a Namor print next time.
That's cool.
Yeah, he would probably buy that in a heartbeat.
Which and Namor?
Bruce Clobber. Crazy stuff there going on at the end. There's a couple questions I have about that, but really, that Creeper Batman drawing that you did for me, very impressive, man. I loved it. It was great.
It's on the website if anyone wants to see it.
Yes, I did. I made a comment on that.
No, sweet. I really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, it looked like you actually, like, you looked like you had a lot of fun doing that.
Then I'm sure Justin would say something about it not being a sketch.
Gotcha. No, I liked it.
Yeah,
but you liked it.
if I was to do that level of work there at the cons
uh-huh.
as a sketch,
No, I wouldn't comment on anything.
And I charged $5 for it.
Yes, then I would give you a hard time if you charge. I mean, you can't just give all your stuff away. Yeah. You gotta make the money.
That's true. I would agree with him. I would agree with him, Bruce. If you're gonna do that for anybody else, obviously, except for me, you should probably charge.
Like I said, you charge up. I mean, that's something I'll talk about later. Up ways. I mean, you charge for X for one thing, and then more.
Yeah,
for the other.
I think you have this down as one of our bullet points.
I do.
We can circle back to this.
So, Mike, we're going to wrap up here with you for this episode.
Well, no, Mike's going to still be around, right?
No.
Yeah.
He gets shot.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. Between.
Apparently, this is my last podcast that I'll ever do.
Right. Well, actually, I did say this episode. I meant the segment.
Yeah, that's what
so,
you said.
I meant the segment.
Like, we're going to let Mike go. The guy gets 12 minutes, really? And I think 7 of those I talked over him.
I know, it's all right.
Okay, so Mike, we're going to come back.
Okay.
And thanks for all you had to say on The Man on the Street. Not that you're going anywhere, people, but just thanks. It's good to have you back.
Good knowing you, Mike.
All right.
Friendly Psychic Music is an independent home recording collective based out of Dayton, Ohio and Denver, Colorado. Our bands don't practice or play together, but rather mail their contributions long distance and layer the results. Friendly Psychic Music is not a record label, just a collective of like-minded musicians. We do not accept demos, nor are we looking for any new artists. We do love feedback, though. FriendlyPsychicsMusic.com.
We're back. Bruce and I, Mike died. Sometime during the segment.
I will miss you, Mike.
But been brought back by Marvel as a zombie. Mike, how are you doing? Very good, Mike.
Wow, that adds so much to the conversation.
Yeah. That was actually...
I see what you did there. That's clever.
That was close. That was about as good as our last podcast have been.
Waka.
What's that?
Well, that was
Waka Waka.
That's Fozzie Bear.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fozzie Zombie? Zombie...
Fozzie. Yeah. Zombie Light Brain.
Fombie?
Watch out. Jim Henson's going to...
Zazie?
Come. Start Ooh. Eating.
I do like the name Zazie.
Well, that'd be Zazie. What if a zombie hand took over a Muppet?
A puppet?
A Muppet, yeah. That'd be
a Zuppet?
Well, no.
Get the Feebles?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie, so I can't talk about it.
Well, neither have I, but it's about zombie puppets.
Oh, man.
Are they zombies?
I love the movie. I gotta watch it. Okay, we're off topic already. Focus is the key to this podcast.
Okay.
I am running this thing.
Steer the ship. Steer the ship.
A tight ship.
Do you see my Toxic Avenger toy I found?
Actually, that reminds me of this. Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
I know it is.
Didn't you say something about being back on point real quick? I was just curious.
Yeah. Speaking of points.
Sweet toy.
Bruce and I. The next part will be about our perspective of the Gem City Comic Con. And, Mike, you can jump in any time if you want to with your zombie voice.
Nah.
Thank you, Mike. First topic. I think it's a little controversial, in my opinion, because I try to be optimistic about it all day long.
Controversial?
Oh, it might be. Something might upset some people.
Did you have sex there with someone, Justin?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I did.
Awesome.
Bruce, is when you weren't looking.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why you couldn't sit down. You had to get up and walk
around. I
didn't
understand that stain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was the Pringles I ate earlier.
That's why I was telling, speaking of points.
Anal leakage.
Wow. Location. Location is the topic right now.
Yeah.
How did you feel, Bruce... about location.
Compared to last year, just physically, I was happy to not be under that magnifying glass of a skylight. I think we maintained our body weight this year.
Uh-huh.
Neither of us got dehydrated. I didn't lose any more hair. So I feel physically good about that. I will say there's at least 3 people that could not find us.
Mm-hmm.
Because the small press room wasn't the small press room anymore. No one's going to go into that card room because it's a card room, for God's sake. No one goes in there. And
They do. They don't come out.
No, we were kind of tucked over to the side. I think, frankly, people were avoiding the Dayton Library guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you on this.
I made like 87 points.
All of them.
Wow.
Try to stay off. I'm more the optimistic person.
Yeah.
I think between the two of us.
Oh, I hate everything.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Which part of...
You hating everything.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm... No. I try to stay optimistic about it from the beginning. I felt... And this is kind of going on. I felt our sales could have been a little bit better because of it. I mean, it's kind of like crosses into our sales talk.
See, I feel the opposite about that. I was afraid they were low. Uh-huh. And then when I did a recount, I realized... Oh, I did all right. I did better than I thought I did.
I think they could have been higher.
You think they could have?
Here's why. When we were in... the small press room, which was now the gaming room.
Yes.
people would come to me a couple days, weeks, or a week or so. Hey, did you go to Gym City Comic Con? They say, yeah. I'd say, well, why didn't you stop in? I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
That's fine. I can excuse that. But we were in the main room. However, I think people just thought of it as an exit. We were with the library people who I thought the woman was, you know, the guy yeah. was, the woman was real nice. She liked me.
And you, across from us. You didn't like the guy?
Well, I liked him. He was pretty helpful.
Okay.
But I'm just saying the woman and I had knew each other from
the past. Catherine?
Yes, Kathy. And then across from us was some kind of relief.
You would donate comics to them, and they would get them to soldiers.
Okay, not bad. Yeah. However, not really the main guests.
No, and neither of them were selling anything.
Right.
People probably thought we were asking for handouts.
And it,
no, I'm serious, Mike.
It went from being, and if you could look at the room from above, you would see a giant P. It went from being very big, all of a sudden, be very narrow.
Yeah.
And people treated the narrow part as the exit. They would walk in, maybe from the comic book dealer's room, the comic book retailer's room,
yeah.
and then walk out of that that narrow part.
Are you okay there, Mike?
Yeah, sorry, I bumped my mic. My bad.
Okay. So even if they were interested, it became so congested because people were either trying to get in and out if they're trying to go in that way.
Yeah,
that they really don't want to stay in that area.
You know, the best way I think we could answer this question definitively, ask Andy Bennett how he did.
Well, he wasn't in the narrow part.
He was right across from us.
Right.
He was in as narrow of a part as we were. I think if we asked him how he did.
I asked a person. I don't want to reveal who I asked.
Do you want to tell me who it is and I'll reveal him?
I know. And I said, hey, I saw you went to the Gem City Comic-Con because I saw his pictures.
Comic-Con?
Comic-Con. And he said, yeah, I sure did. I said, how come you didn't stop? Did you stop by our table? And I didn't know. Because sometimes I don't know everyone.
Yeah.
And he said, where were you guys? And I explained we were across from Andy Bennett.
Yeah.
And he said, I went to Andy's table. I went to every table except for that part. Another person who did finally come to our table, I saw him walking to all the tables, and then he walked closer to our area. And because it was dark and gloomy, he shot back in another area. There was other people that just didn't know we were there.
Yeah.
Stephanie thinks it's because we were in such a narrow area. We were away from... We were almost in our own little room again. So I think that hurt us.
I have two things to add, and then I want to ask Mike a question.
Yeah.
One, person went to my website and said they couldn't find us.
Right.
So that's third-party proof right there. We were not findable, or whatever the word for that is. Two, the photog that the stations I work at sent out, he could not find us. He found Jesse. He talked to Jesse. He walked around. I've seen the footage. He shot other people. He could not find us, he said. I assumed he was a dumbass.
Right.
But maybe he wasn't. Now, Mike, you didn't have any problems finding us, correct?
No, I did not have a problem. I did not know where you guys were sitting. And, I mean, basically, but the nice thing I liked about where your guys' table was is that as you walked from the dealer's thing, you were right to the right. I mean, you know, like, all you had to do was glance down. The one thing I will say, though, is that I could see that you guys did get a little more compact through there, and it was, I could see people like, oh, you know, if you look at the typical, I don't want to say typical comic book, but there's a lot of comic book fans who are not sociable people, you know, so I could see why they wouldn't necessarily veer that way.
Now, did the program have a map?
I didn't even get a program, actually.
I don't know, you handed me a program, I put it in my bag.
I guess we should look at that, but, I mean, if there was a map, I mean, you know, then again... And I don't want to give away... I mean, you know, we got in the con. We did get in there a little late on getting into the con. Not getting in there, driving there. I mean, getting in there, like getting the information that we're going to get
to
the con.
We requested a table late.
Yes, so that could have been it. He could have just set it by how people... And, of course, definitely at the very end, near where the gaming room is, or with a small price. That's where all those big stars go. So it could have been that, too. I'm not sure.
Do you just want to break it down financially? I spent $127. I made $89.
Okay. I spent...
That's not counting gas and lunch.
Okay. I spent maybe 50, if that tops.
And how much did you make back?
Well, I made a total of... I mean,
no, none of this total stuff, because some of that money isn't yours. How much did you make back? You spent 50-some dollars.
Right.
How much did you make back?
I don't know, so I'm giving you the total amount I made, not the WAC comics, not the WAC comics money.
Okay.
That was WAC comics did well,
right?
better than Cincy.
Yeah.
And I made about $80 to $90. Okay, so I guess I made $40.
You turned a profit.
Yeah.
I lost money.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I'm hoping to make it up in Cincinnati and Louisville.
And, yeah, the DerbyCon, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's an upfront investment. I'm not foolish. I don't plan on making money everywhere I go. But now that I've spent the $127, I have enough clobbers to sell at the rest of the cons we go to.
I mean, I still have a good stack of Tim Risen for...
Yeah, but you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's the sketches. The sketches help you. The sketches kill me.
You need to do sketches, Bruce.
Well, the one time I did try to do a sketch, and that was for Chris Lett, because I felt bad I didn't get to do him one beforehand. Every time I looked down the sketch, I would look up, and there'd be somebody standing there staring at me. So I would talk to them, hey, you want to buy this? You want to do that? This book's about this or whatever. So it's very difficult for both of us to sketch. Somebody has to be selling.
We need a third person.
Or I just continue to not do sketches.
Right. Or, yeah.
Or next time I go and... You can sketch then, Bruce, and I can sell your product because I've read your product, so I can tell people what it's about.
Why are you going to sell Bruce's product?
I can sell yours because I've read all your stuff, too. I'm just implying that I am a third party who could actually sell Bruce's product because I know Bruce is very, very intimate with his work, and he likes to talk about it, but I've read it a couple times where I think I could know the product pretty well, and I could probably sell it for him.
I'm also a bit of a liar. Have you ever heard me describe Tim Risen, the chronologist?
You like to fabricate certain truths.
Yes, I do. The most successful description I've found of it is a cross between Quantum Leap and Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
And that piques people's interest.
Even if it's not necessarily completely true.
It's true enough that I can say it and Justin will be like, huh, he won't say it. That's horribly wrong. You're just like, well...
I'll go with it.
Yeah, see?
Well... If people only listen to half the things you're saying, I mean, then you might get away with that because the Quantum Leap thing you could kind of go with because it is a time travel story.
You don't see a Schindler's List comparison?
Because
Tim Risen's pretty depressing.
it is kind of a depressing story.
As long as you're not telling people my product's $5 more than it is, I'm okay with it.
Like, was that what I was
doing? That was at the Cincinnati Con. You're telling people my posters were $10 each. You're selling your posters. Here, my posters are $5. Justin's are $10. And I'm sitting there with a stack of posters.
I said, if you remember, after Cincinnati, I said, we need to discuss what we're selling things for. Because how many pages is Tim Risen?
I still don't know. I haven't
50,
counted.
50, 80?
No, I mean, we always discuss about 60 or something.
60, pages, something. Yeah. Okay. And you're selling it for $10, right?
Right.
Okay. My Clever Fans thing is 104 pages I'm selling for $10.
Mm-hmm.
I do not mention those two facts back to back
when
selling to somebody.
What also is not mentioned is how much that you spend on your clobbers versus how much I spend and how much money I have to make in order to...
I spent like $1.20.
And I spend like...
$6 or $7.
Yeah, right. So I have to make something.
But the consumer doesn't care about that.
Well, maybe we should explain that.
Well, should we?
Yeah, Bruce
Hello,
is ripping
sir.
You off.
Welcome to our table.
Bruce offers you some more pages, but he's ripping you off more. I offer you less pages... But
no, I'm making up for the fact that I don't do sketches. I don't get that extra $80 a con.
Hey, went from three last year to...
I did.
You know, people didn't have... I don't think people had a problem with that, too, because some people came back and they had done sketches for them before, and they were okay paying $5.
They were, the twins.
Not just the twins, other people, apparently. Of course, I did do one free sketch for a guy that did... So, I did one free sketch because this guy named Jared brought in the program. You could go to the Gem City Comic Con and get a special sketch program.
Yeah.
And people on Facebook were saying, I'm going to charge you this much money to draw on it.
Wow.
I'm going to charge you this much money to draw on it. I'm going to charge... And Jesse said, it's really up to the artist to decide.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to do free sketches because you've already paid for it. It's going to a good cause.
Yep.
Gauntlet Throne.
What about... Tell us quickly about the tribe of children.
Oh, yeah. Well, it started off as... we get a small program and a sign, and it was just one kid, and I sign my name real quick, and I do a little quick sketch of Spidey's head. I thought, okay, I'm not charging anyone for this little tiny
thumbnail,
if you will, but the size of my pinky, if that. Maybe my pinky nail. And all of a sudden, it was like Jamie Madrox.
Yeah. There were 14 kids.
Yeah, and I was doing different characters for each one. I couldn't even think of Wolverine.
Yeah, and at some point, I don't know if you handed me a program or one of the kids did. All of a sudden, I because in the first three, I didn't look and see what Justin was drawing. So I drew three headshots of Thor.
Uh-huh.
Back to back to back. And then one kid's like, oh, who is that? And I noticed you were drawing different people. So I'm like, oh, crap, now I got to shake it up.
And then I thought at one point, I'm going to do the Human Torch next. And then I go, wait, who is this? And you drew one before me. And it was the Human Torch. So I draw Mr. Fantastic, and the kid has no idea. I had him, like, have a long neck and gray temples. And I'm like, you know that? No. I go, and I'm pointing towards Mr. towards the Human Torch, and yeah. I think he said Plastic Man at one point. So
that's close. That's close.
Whatever.
It's better than what was the Great Lakes Avenger guy? 2D Man.
Flatman.
Flatman.
Flatman, I think, yeah. Or something like that. Yeah. So I don't know, but it was cool to do that many little micro sketches. I guess
kinda. It was kinda cool.
Right. Oh, and then we did the drawings on the T-shirts,
which was a pain.
I
would like to discuss that.
Yeah, discuss it.
Yes. Mike, were you there for any of the T-shirt drawing?
No, I missed all that.
You're aware of it, right?
Yeah, you've seen it in the past.
I've seen it done before.
Now, you tell me what you think that shirt's for.
The Gem City concert?
Yes.
As like memorabilia of the show and maybe just have somebody sign the shirt?
Yes, but what do you think happens to that shirt?
Probably nothing.
I assumed it was auctioned off. But no. That's apparently just some guy's shirt that he has everyone draw on every year.
I was assuming it was auctioned off, and that's why I drew for free.
Yeah.
What's done with the shirt, then?
Worn, I guess.
Guy hangs it up in his house.
Yeah. Takes pictures. We're not sure.
But it's not part of the auction, apparently.
Weird.
Yeah, it's just one guy buys a shirt every year and has all of us draw on it. For some reason, I thought it was implied that it went to charity or something.
I don't know. I guess all these years I've thought it. And I didn't charge beforehand, so yeah. I guess it wouldn't bother me. This year, I would have actually said, hey, I'm going to charge you something for this.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that these other top artists have drawn on it for free. As well.
They're probably under the same impression that it's a charity thing.
I guess next year we'll find out. I mean...
Well, next year I'm just going to ask him.
Right, that's what I meant. Like, you know, this year I avoided drawing for the free guy.
Yeah.
The guy that comes and gets his free sketch and then takes off for the rest of the day.
Oh, free guy.
I know who you're talking about. Did he try to get you to draw him a free sketch?
No, he looked at my prices and then walked away and he came back later. This was the very beginning of the day.
He tried to talk me down on the price of the clobber trade.
What?
I was like, yeah, it's $10, it's 104 pages, you know, color cover, blah, blah, blah. I really don't have that much money. I'm like, well, you know, I could throw in a poster or something extra if you buy it. What about like $6? Could you go $6? Well, no, I can't. The price is 10. And then he gives me the sob story about how he lost his lunch money and he doesn't know what he's going to do and he had a couple of bucks out in the car. And then after I turn down his $6, he comes back with, what about 4? Really?
He isn't haggled.
No, I told the guy, I was like, no, I can't. I'm sorry. And I use my wife. I use my wife quite often for this. I'm like, if I go home and tell my wife that, you know, I sold one at this price, she's going to yell at me because we paid this price for it, blah, blah, blah.
What if you throw in a copy of Clobber and put a 20 in it? Can I get that deal?
Can I get Clobber in your wallet?
How about 50? Any major credit cards?
Can I get the clobber trade and Justin's lunchbox?
You know what?
Keeps all the money in.
Just forget the clobber. Just give me your money. And this is a gun.
The keys to your car. I will give you the sweaty shirt that stretched over all 8 of my bellies.
Oh, boy. Oh,
don't even talk. I know who this guy is, and like seriously, every time I go to Gem City, I think, I don't want to see this guy again. And I'm sure you feel the same way about it, Justin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure he thinks he's nice and everything, because, I mean, he seems innocent enough. But, yeah, he always wants a sketch from you, and he'll run away randomly. Like, oh, well, I got this awesome drawing from this guy. Can you do me a drawing, too, or something like that? Like, he talks of somebody else while he's trying to get a drawing from you. That's just weird.
Yeah. He's awkward. He was an only child or homeschooled or something. What's next on the list?
All right, next on the list is let's continue. We talk about drawings and customers. Let's talk about a little more drawings and customers. Okay.
The customers in general. The impression I got, people were a lot poorer this year than previous years. A lot of people tried to negotiate with me, not just Fatty McChatchat or whatever his name is.
You and your nicknames.
But seriously, a lot of people tried to negotiate. A lot of people came up, saw the Dr. Creep poster. I said, I'm glad you like it. Did it for a good cause, blah, blah, blah. It's $5. Oh, that's a really nice poster, but I don't know if I can go five on it. It's really nice. So I'm like, yeah, it's $5. It's pretty cheap. If you get one of those, I'll throw on like a poster on Nightcrawler, one of the ones I have that doesn't sell.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I don't know if I can go $5. I'll be back. And I'm like, well, what would you offer me at this point? Because I'm thinking, I've been there 4 hours. I haven't made a dime yet. One woman's, I could go $3 maybe. So I sold her one for $3. I ended up negotiating with people.
Wow, I didn't do any of that.
Because I didn't want to go home empty-handed.
Well, we were right next to the free people, the library.
We were, and you didn't have to worry about this. You were raking in the dough with the sketches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was fun. I'm doubting they're going to the other people saying, hey... Yeah, they're probably coming to our table. Yeah, I spent $50 at this guy's table or $50.
Yeah.
The people that come up to our... I guess what
drives Who me, negotiates drives me, with Steve Englehart?
Yeah, I guess part that drives me crazy is when people walk up with a bag, a couple bags in their hands, and then they don't buy from us.
You're talking about the guy with the mullet who talked to us for 20 minutes.
I'm talking about multiple people. This is not just happening to this one. It's happening to other conventions I've been to.
I was specifically thinking of the guy who talked to us for 20 minutes about some old wrestler or whatever.
I don't remember that guy.
And then when I started talking to him about our product, I don't have any money. I think to myself, what the hell? Are you just here to talk? Are you lonely?
Yeah.
Who comes to a Comic-Con with no money?
You had to pay to get in.
Just to chat with people.
Right. What about any other customers?
In particular?
My friend Christina showed up. She's the teacher.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. A very nice lady. You got a hug out of it. I didn't get Jack. Yep. She said nice things about me on Facebook, though.
What's wrong with that?
Nice things on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll eat that shit up all day.
She drove, I think she lives in Indiana, and I mean...
That's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, she was, I'm not sure where in Indiana.
Was she in town for an excavation or something?
No, she drove specifically for...
I made a little joke there.
Yeah, she drove specifically to see us.
Wow.
I mean, there's other people, but...
I should have totally given her a free comic. You need to tell me things about these people. I would have given her a clobber.
She bought for me. I'm not going to tell you free things.
Okay, Chris Lett showed up.
Yeah, Chris Lett.
He bought me some Creeper comics.
Huh.
Because I think now he wants a sketch of the Creeper like I did for Mike. I think he would have taken Mike's sketch. I thought about giving it to him because I'm like, Mike would understand if I said Chris Lett wanted that. You know who Chris Lett is, don't you, Mike?
Nope.
He's a very nice guy.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's bought one thing from me.
I think he bought the first three clobbers. I think I gave him a copy of five this time.
No, he's a friend of my Facebook.
He's a good guy. I met him at Mavericks. He's a nice guy. I went to space with him 1 year. I like him. Who else came? Some guys I work with at the station came. Our fire marshal, Jeff, and then Greg Hotchkiss, who I worked with. Some of my friends weren't able to make it.
Joe Craven, always a staple.
Joe Craven.
Yeah.
Man, he helped me out at the table.
Now, that could be... We're going to talk about
that
a bit.
Yeah, I saw that later on. He was there. We saw the guys from Mavericks again.
Mm-hmm.
I gave them a copy of Clobber to share.
I have my fingers crossed.
And
we can talk about that a little bit later.
Pass on to... My once great friend Eric Schomborn.
I hope it gets reviewed.
I feel like sending the guy a message and saying, "Hey, I sent that as like a nice guy gesture type of thing, not to be a dick or whatever." Uh-huh. But I have no idea what type of mood he'll be in when he gets it. Or
I have my fingers crossed.
I sent it to say, "Hey, not hey, look what I'm doing, and you're not doing anything." I sent it as more of like a, "Hey, I did this and."
I'm pretty sure he produced something for the space convention.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't
mention on his website.
Oh, well, I just go to his house and I stalk him.
You just go
to his house? Yeah, I just stalk him outside his window.
You guys get your Thursday Scrabble nights.
Yeah. No.
Who else? Joe Grunewald was there.
Right.
Good to see Joe Grunewald. Talk to him for about 45 minutes about bad TV shows.
Ray.
He's a good guy.
Ray.
Ray Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lauren.
His lady.
Ian, a guy named Ian they used to work with.
Yeah, I did an Abe Sapien sketch for him, Free Comic Book Day, 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You're talking about the white guy with the smallish beard and glasses?
I do not notice races, so I'm not sure.
Did he have a beard? A short, blonde beard, like a white man would?
I don't think... No, he doesn't have a beard.
And glasses?
His glasses. Does he even have a beard?
I don't know. Chin hair?
Yes. Oh, that's funny.
Yes, he has a beard?
Yeah, he's got a beard.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't notice facial hair either. I don't notice anything about my customers.
Describe me to our listeners.
I want to put down right now.
Describe me to our listeners. If you don't see facial hair and race, what do I look like to you?
I want to explain something right now so this is podcasted on record. When it comes to my customers, I do not notice anything about them at all. I don't notice race, beards, or gender.
Cup size?
No.
Lip shape?
No.
Hip shake?
No.
You don't notice any of
nothing.
That?
Nothing. I don't notice anything. My head is down, and I'm sketching. I do not look up or look directly in anyone's eyes.
You don't notice like a subtle pout?
No.
Or a supple jiggle?
Nothing.
You're completely immune to those things.
I notice nothing. Everyone is a blank slate to me.
What do you have to say about this, Mike?
I'll make sure that's on the record.
I'm staying out of this.
That's on the record. All right, we're going to come back. Let's come back here. We're running a little long. We can come back to this topic, though, because this is an interesting topic.
I'm going to get such an Indian burn during the break.
Yes, you are. We'll be back for segment 3.
I'm sorry, Stephanie.
Well, hey there, pilgrims. Won't you head on over to justinwasson.com? Check out some Gemini serials, whack comics, little guy, and hell, you can even find some other copies of these great podcasts. That's justinwasson.com.
And we're back with the Break-Ins podcast here for segment 3. Justin, this is going to focus a little bit about you, and also it's a separate part with Bruce, but you had something special going at Gem City, didn't you?
I did. Genital warts.
I don't think that's what we were talking about, Justin.
That was
I think
anyone away from me that would have come to my table.
I think Mike was talking about your special lady.
Oh, God.
Nope. There again, I was...
You mean my great girlfriend with my child?
Yes, that's the one I was not referring to still. What I'm trying to talk about right now was you got to have a little feature at Gem City. You got to have a little, you had a talk.
Yes, right? A panel, 50-minute speech, if you will. Well, it was about 25-minute speech, and then with a 25-minute, before we were interrupted, question and answer section. And I did find out who interrupted us, so that was interesting.
Are you going to tell us?
Yes, I will at the end.
Okay.
I was contacted. We talked about this last podcast, how I was able to do this. So if you want to know, get to about minute 130. And
I really wouldn't tell people what time code.
I don't think there's a time code.
We've talked about it.
4-hour mark.
There we go.
Anyhow, it was all about me and my tales of being a just independent artist. I think it went well. Enough. I mean, there's a lot of people that I knew, but then there's a few people that I didn't know.
And those are the people that walked out?
No. There were some other people that walked out. And that's when I looked at the clock and said, I said, how long have I been doing this? And I said, 20 minutes. And then the people walked out, and I go, 20 minutes too long, apparently. And then some other people walked in during it as well. Not that they were trying to take over. But
their feet were tired.
Yes. That's fine with me. But no one. But only one person recorded it, and it was not a person that was supposed to be there recording things. That was Mr. Mike Adams.
Yeah.
Indeed, I was.
How'd that go for you, Mike?
The recording was... I was recording from the chair without a tripod, which was not fun, because I was just sitting there holding it the entire time, so the camera's probably a little shaky. But not only that, but as I'm recording, about 15 minutes into this 50-minute speech Justin's giving, I look over at my timer and I see... You have 4 minutes of recording time left. And I'm like, what? I have an 8-gigabyte card in here. How's that possible? And I'm like, oh, we've never cleared off the memory card since we've been recording all of our son's stuff that he's been doing for the past year.
Yeah.
And so once it got to, like, the questionnaires time, I finally was able to stop it. And I had to figure out how to then change it from, you can't just pop out the memory card and it'll restart recording off of there, and that you have to actually delegate where it's going to record to. So after about 5 minutes or whatever it took to do that, I was finally able to pick back up recording.
So how much do you think you missed?
10 at the most, 10 minutes at the most.
Okay, do you plan on uploading this to YouTube?
Yeah, I don't know the best way to go about doing it, though. Like, is it still only 10-minute segments on YouTube? Or
depends on it. If you have an account. I mean, you just have to edit these into 10 minutes and save them as 10-minute segments and then put part one, part two.
Okay, then that's probably what I'll do then. So, or I do have an account on there. I just haven't. I've never uploaded anything, so.
Okay, well, let me know when you get that uploaded, and I'll put some links to it.
I basically thought when I was doing it, what would Michael Scott do? And I figured I would pass out candy. He would have candy.
Did you throw Tootsie Rolls in
the
audience?
Yes, I did. I did. And one woman I kept on hitting, and I said, "Miss, I promise you I'm not aiming for you, because if I was, it would end up over there," pointing to the other side of the room. And at the end, I gave out free copies of X-Men number 1, which I had nothing to do with. So this would keep people.
These were with the gatefold covers?
No, this was the Magneto cover, as I pointed out there when asked.
Did you sign them?
No, I'm not going to sign my own work.
Why not? Stan Lee does all the time.
I'm not Rob Grenito.
Oh, Rob Grenito.
There you go. We'll keep it in the break-ins.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. That's cool. You know, and, I mean, this, you know, it wasn't too awkward. I mean, I only talked about my ex-wife a lot, and... I kept it upbeat, talking about my friend Steve.
You showed people your growth and said, "Does this look normal to you?"
Yeah,
I'm still a man, right?
But no, I mean, I did start off, and I did dedicate it to Steve, and that was true. But you know, I felt, you know, I don't like, you know, it was kind of down and depressing. But
you picked things up from that point, though. You had a little song and dance about the Holocaust.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. But Mike, I mean, I'm kind of curious. Like I said, I know how I felt I did. How did you feel it went? Or
it was really entertaining. You did your little quips and everything like that, which a lot of people I think found pretty entertaining. You did really well for it, especially for your first time out there. I mean, I think you could you have room for improvement. But I mean, if you went out every time and just did one excellent panel, I mean, why would you want to go do another one? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's definitely. You did really well for the first time, and not really having a plan of action for necessarily what you were wanting to talk about, you know what I mean?
Right, I would have definitely, I mean, I had contacted and said, "Hey, should I do any kind of slide?" And it was like, "Yeah, no, you don't have to, you know, worry about it or anything." Yeah. So I figured that I took that kind of as there was no technology in that room for that. So I didn't do anything. And yeah, probably next time I would be a little bit more slide friendly.
Fog machine, maybe?
Fog machine, that's good. Chainsaw.
Slow ride.
Maybe a CD player with a theme music or something.
I would dance around. I mean, I think everyone is expecting me to either hum or dance. And, you know, I save those for the commercial.
Can you whistle?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I'd like to think I do, but I thought I could hum and dance. But found out from the commercials I could not. Mike, still there?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Sorry, you scared me for a second.
What did I
do? You
stopped breathing.
Yeah.
I hit mute on my...
Oh, thank you. The fart, I'm guessing.
No.
Okay. But no, it was a fun time. I also think that affected my sales as well. I think being away, I could have probably done a little bit more, given that extra hour.
Yeah, you probably could have done 2 or 3 sketches.
Yeah, more.
50 minutes.
But I would gladly do it again. Maybe even bigger, you know, bigger thing, or join other panels as well.
Yeah.
I would love to join other panels.
Now, if you did another panel again, back at Gym City, would you take things to sell at the end of the panel? Like, "Hey, you know, I said my piece, thanks for everyone showing up. If you want to gather up here at the stage when this is done, I'll be selling copies of Blankety Blank."
No, because then...
You think that's the wrong place to do that?
Yeah, well, one, I mentioned that I was selling stuff.
Yeah.
And I mentioned some prices joking around. But at the end, and you know, it was a complete accident. I don't think it was anything malicious about it. But the auction people are the ones that came in after, actually came in during, and started setting up.
The auction people.
Yes, the auction people that were auctioning off all the artwork.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, they were the ones that came in at the end. You know, and it's been apologized for and everything like that. But I didn't know who it was. I mean, I thought it was another panel that I didn't know about. I mean, what did you think about that, Mike? I mean, did you think when the people started coming in at the end?
It was a little rude.
Yeah.
I think they could have just held off for like a minute, maybe just outside until you finished up, instead of like, hey, that's cool, this guy's still going to do it. We're going to go ahead and put our stuff over here to the side and just get ready to go. So you don't mind, do you?
Do we know how the auction went?
I'm working on that. Okay. We're kind of finding out.
Okay.
Haven't got back to me yet, so I'm finding out. But now, while I was doing my 50-minute celebrity spiel, if you will, I mean, genius, or actually one second there, go back, is that I really liked what Allie asked me about, do I enjoy working on comics? And
yes, that was great.
Yes. What'd I say I was, Mike?
A creative masochist?
Creative masochist, yes. I hate the entire process. I don't like doing comics.
Does Allie know what masochist means?
No, and that's why I was able to say it in the dirty look I got from her mother. boy. So, what were you doing during your 50 minutes, Bruce?
I was sitting back at the table with Joe Craven, who did not leave. He hung out the whole time.
I put the drawing out for him.
Yeah, I said, you still owe Justin money for this, right? And he's like, yeah, yeah. But I wanted to talk to him. Okay. So he stood in front of the table for a few minutes, and I said, why don't you just come back here and sit down? You're scaring people away, kid. So he came, he sat next to me, and he just started asking me questions about, you know, why do you do this, and about my day job and stuff. And I essentially told him, do not end up like me or you. Never dream, never want, never aspire. Because he was going to school for like film and video, and he said he was thinking about changing over to accounting. I said, please do. Please do. You'll get farther in life.
That's depressing.
He took it to heart. He took it to heart, though. I think if I had it all to do over again, I would go into heating and air. They could have a nicer house and maybe house shoes on instead of just these socks with a hole in them. So I spent my 50 minutes telling Joe Craven how much things sucked. And then old people would come up and say, hey, Dr. Creep poster. I'd say, yeah, you know, I did this one. A buddy of mine did this one. He's like, that's pretty cool. I remember Dr. Creep. And then they would tell me random stories about Dr. Creep. And I'd say, well, you know, they're only $5. And they'd say, that's nice. And they'd walk away. So I think the Dr. Creep stuff was definitely a conversation starter, just not a sales starter, which I'm not sure why. I don't think I sold anything while you were gone. A couple people like stopped, looked, and I said, "Yeah, the guy doing sketches isn't here. He'll be right back. He's doing a panel." Oh, and the jump drive people came over. I hung out with him,
Todd,
for a few minutes.
The guy that sounds nothing like Mike.
I think he sounds exactly like Mike.
Mike, say I'm Todd.
I'm Todd.
Nope.
I think he sounds a lot like Todd, and I think they look a little alike as well. They have the same nose.
I don't know what that means.
A nose. You have a similar nose structure.
I guess, maybe.
But no, I still disagree.
Wow, I could have swore they were brothers. In fact, when Mike returned, I said, do you have a brother that's going to interview us?
I remember hearing you say that. I didn't know what you were talking about.
I thought they looked and sounded much alike. So that was my 50 minutes. It was horrible.
Wow. You should have showed up. You should have said, put your stuff down and said, Joe, watch the table. I'm going to get some tootsie rolls.
I thought about just tossing the table out in the middle of the aisle.
We might have had a couple more sales.
I think people would have continued to walk around it. Oh, now it's even more in the way.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, let's get back here just a little bit more and talk about anything else. Drawings, I did some pretty cool drawings.
How many drawings did you do?
Maybe 8 or something. Not as many as I usually do, but they used to be free, so I spent a little more time on them.
You got that one guy. Boy, you talk him into ink? The Iron Sheik?
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
The Badger. Was it the Badger or was it another?
I was trying to remember the guy's name. Made me think of the Iron Sheik.
Right. I know you're talking about. I'm trying to think.
I can't remember his name.
Is it the Badger?
He's doing that Kokomo.
Kokomo. I'm looking into that still.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. And you did that sketch card for
Batman? For the twins?
The female Jamie Madrox.
Right. Which I was confused because they did say someone was paying, and I really had no idea who was actually wanting it anymore.
Yeah, well, I didn't know how much you were going to charge for a sketch card, but then you did a full body.
Right. Well, I want to show the other sketch card people.
On a card.
Right. Yeah. I think he was still missing his feet. Cy Liefeld it.
I assumed that he'd been in some sort of horrible disaster with maybe Killer Croc.
That could have been it. That was a better story.
Gimpy Batman.
Stump.
Bane may have broken his spine, but Killer Croc has digested his legs.
Robin, carry my legs. Alfred, the other one.
No, the Bane one was Nightfall. What would it be called if he was actually paraplegic?
What do you mean?
Ground bat or something? Just rodent?
Like oh, the, if he came back paraplegic?
No. Okay, so Nightfall was called Nightfall because it was the fall of right. Batman when Bane broke his back. What would the story arc be called if Killer Croc ate his legs off?
Oh.
Scurry?
I don't know. But this is not topic.
So night we have bite.
To, yeah, night. What did you say?
Night bite.
Night bite?
Night bite. The dark digestion. Okay, topics.
Okay, so we're still talking. Are we still talking about anything else that you want to talk about?
No, it was 50 minutes of hell.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I enjoyed myself.
Okay.
You know,
good.
Red Robin was great afterward.
That's afterward.
Too much damn fries.
Yeah.
No. Okay. We'll stay
four
on
plates of fries
on topic here.
So anyway, I came back, and we still had a couple more people still show up to this show. The show ended, for me, abruptly. I had no idea it was over.
Yeah.
I thought I still had another hour.
You were still
hour.
In the middle of doing sketches.
Yeah, so I ended up, I stopped doing the Kitty Pride, from, Jessica was a customer, who I did a Zoe for last year from Firefly.
Yeah.
And I was doing a Kitty Pride Lockheed for her.
Yeah.
And then another guy wanted Indiana Jones.
Yep.
So I drew his real
that
quick.
That guy waited a long time for
right.
Indiana Jones.
So I did real quick, and then I went back, and I ran out of time.
Yeah.
So I actually took the one home, and I redid it. I don't know if you saw the finish.
I saw it.
And I actually scrapped.
I scrapped. I didn't like your redo of it. I liked your original better.
You like my original better?
Yes, I did.
Original was junk.
But Kitty Pryde looked like she was phasing through stuff. The current one you have up there, inked, the way you cropped her arm and leg, it just looks like she was in some sort of mining disaster and lost them. Because she's phasing right at the joints.
Uh-huh.
Her elbow and her knee.
Huh. That's an interesting critique.
I prefer it when Kitty phases away from the joints. That way it doesn't look like she's been maimed.
Okay. Well, I think we should bring up your artwork and we can critique it right here on the break-ins.
Okay, that's
and,
fine.
And we'll start knocking back a couple.
What do you want to I'm telling you the truth. Jesus.
Well, no. Let's break out the Creeper Batman.
Okay,
and,
I'll pull up...
Or let's stay on topic and finish up this episode.
Okay. Wow.
The break-ins would like to apologize for these technical difficulties.
Are you getting this, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I'm staying out of this. I'm not touching this with a 25-foot
pole. I'm just saying, you're bashing my artwork on the break-ins?
I'm not bashing it.
And
it should be a separate podcast. You guys just critique each other.
And, retaliation is what I could
great.
Go for.
The eyes are amazing. The lips are fantastic. Lucky looks fine. I just don't care much for where you ended her arm and leg.
It's okay.
That's it.
We will let the listeners decide.
We have no listeners. It's Mike. Mike, what did you think?
I did not see the Kitty Pryde drawing.
It's on Facebook.
You're on the internet, buddy. Hop on there.
Just link to it.
We got plenty of time.
While we're waiting, we'll continue to talk here.
I do have one thing I want to bring
yes.
up that I thought was really funny. You were talking about being a masochist or a
yes.
creative masochist.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about how you hated doing the drawing, you hated the lettering, you didn't like penciling, you didn't like drawing or inking, you didn't like, and you hated lettering, and you said, but you liked reading afterwards, you said, and you said you liked to do the stories that you wanted to read, you said the stuff that you did was very clever, and you thought you were pretty brilliant for what you did. His own horn, it was really great.
Oh, yeah. I do. All right. Let's talk about who interviewed us.
I love podcasting while we're eating cookies.
Me too. I gotta keep energized. UVN.
Yep. Underground Video Network.
Yeah, I haven't seen him for a couple years.
With Peanut.
They finally and came out.
They apologized. The right. The Robin Williams-looking fellow apologized. Right. I should learn his name.
I thought it was a guy from Police Academy. From Police Academy 3 and 4.
I think Robin Williams is much more flattering than calling him the very timid, fearful guy from Police Academy.
I'm just saying. I like the guy, too. But comparison. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe he's missing a leg or an arm or something. Anyhow, that's right.
I don't even get that.
Shadow Cat, Bruce.
What?
A critique of my artwork.
Oh, okay.
UVN, they came back. They talked to us. We did that. We were...
the last people they interviewed?
I think we were the last for most people.
Yeah.
It seemed like. I thought it went well. I mean, we discussed a couple things.
Yeah,
we argued a couple things about...
I really like talking to Peanut. Mm-hmm. He sets you up for some stuff. He's good at interviewing.
Who's Peanut?
I thought the guy's name was Peanut.
Who? I don't know anything about these people. Any people.
I'm pretty sure that the guy interviewing us was named
Peanut. Oh, interviewing? I thought they're both talking to us.
There was a fellow running the camera who looked like Robin Williams.
Right. And Peanut.
And then Peanut.
I don't know. I don't know these nicknames.
Was the guy holding the... I don't know if Peanut's a nickname. That's what all the other people have called him, Peanut.
I think we should look into this.
It could be his last name.
It could be.
Could be Hiram J. Peanut.
I don't know if anyone would name the kid Hiram.
I think Hiram's a great name.
Hiram. Is that your second kid's name?
No.
Okay.
Ivan is the second kid's name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, everyone. Okay, so they interviewed us. We talked to them for a while.
Yep, talked about Wonder Woman.
That should be on YouTube soon.
Yeah, I checked this morning. It wasn't there.
We'll link it when it is.
Pretty angry.
Jump Drive.
Nice people. Swear to God, I've seen Amber before somewhere.
Well, you did earlier in that day.
Well, you duh.
Yeah, she was going to Serenity. Duh.
And we talked. We asked. You yelled, "Hey, Serenity!"
I wanted to get over it in her name. It's Amber now.
Yeah, but hey, Serenity! And she turned around, and she said, "What?
Don't I know you from somewhere? Why?
Why all of a sudden do I have Jabba's brother's, Jabba's nephew's voice from Clone Wars?"
That's how you sound.
Okay.
When you're yelling at people.
Lisa and Todd.
I asked Lisa to be my friend on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Facebook was so excited that she said yes, it texted me.
Huh.
And said something like, "Lisa, Bunny, JoJo," or whatever.
Fufu.
Mm-hmm. Has accepted your friend's request.
Lisa's a cool person.
Yeah, but why would Facebook send me a text saying that she accepted my friend request?
Maybe you have some kind of new text thing that you don't know about.
No.
I don't know. You might want to look into that.
Yeah.
But I've known Lisa for several years now, since Ghostbuster days.
You yelled at her.
I yell at everyone.
Yeah.
That's how I get their attention. JJ, Mike Uslan.
Hey, Serenity!
You know, and just so you know, two of those people I named were male. So make that very clear.
Yeah, Michael Wilson.
Yes.
Hey,
and
Mike.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J.
Abrams. So I want to make sure.
We're forgetting. Well, hey, we've talked about Todd. Todd's got his fair shake in this podcast.
Oh, yeah, Todd, right?
Yeah, Todd.
Todd was a good guy.
Todd.
My friend requested him.
He's
a musician.
Yeah. I went to the website.
Okay.
Todd the Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Ow!
Right. That might be his last name, too, the Fox.
The Fox?
Yeah.
Is it French?
Oui.
For the Fox?
Maybe. Mike, what do you have to say? You're not jumping in.
He's snorting, though.
I have nothing to say, actually.
All right.
Were you there when we were interviewed?
For a minute, and then I don't remember. I think you guys were doing your thing, so I didn't want to bother you, so I started browsing around. I think that's when the tour thing
came. That's when you went to go get the tour thing. Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't there for the actual interview portion of everything.
All in all, they were pretty enjoyable experiences.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up this one and then come back in a second for the final thoughts and sayings about next year's con and everything like that.
Okay.
Be right back.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchlapped. Pritchlapped.com, the online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
Well, we're back for the fourth segment of this episode of The Break-Ins. Mike has gone to relieve himself in the bathroom.
I thought you were going to say gonorrhea.
That's why.
Mike has,
yes, Mike has gonorrhea, and he has to go check on it in the bathroom.
Wow.
So
that could take a while.
It could take
20 minutes?
Or whatever, or so? However long it takes, yeah. 11? But he'll be back. He'll be back.
If,
you know, say his byes or something.
If you can.
Okay, so this this is kind of a wrap-up thing.
Yeah,
pre-wrap-up.
Not a goodbye wrap-up.
No.
Do that when Mike gets back, obviously.
Right. And I figured in this one, we would talk a little bit about thoughts on the two-day con for next year.
My first question is it going to cost us more?
It's a good question. Good question. I don't know.
Okay. Second question, is it going to be in the same place?
Oh, at the right state?
Mm-hmm.
Also a good question. Now, someone brought up a good statement to you. I don't know if you want to reveal a name of what they thought was good about the con. Being
I'll mention the name. Okay. Kevin Meinhardt, mm-hmm. a guy we sat next to last year. I've talked to him a couple of times online. He keeps trying to get us to go to more and more and more cons. Apparently, he has an unlimited con budget. We of course, don't because mm-hmm. we're sad, pathetic people. But he was saying two-day cons are great for him. He makes tons of money. He said, especially if it's a Friday-Saturday con. He'll clean up on a Friday. Or if it's a Saturday-Sunday con, he said Sunday's the day mm-hmm. you want to focus on.
It's a Saturday-Sunday, March 31st, April 1st.
Okay, so Sunday will be, according to his logic, his reason, his experience,
mm-hmm.
Sunday will be the day that everyone will make all their money.
Interesting.
Now, if we had a two-day con, I mean, do we leave things there overnight?
Well, I can't imagine everyone has to take
the dealers.
Down
the dealers would go insane if they had to tear everything down.
Right.
So that means that Gym City's got to pay security people to kind of watch over it.
I don't know.
Night, correct?
Also, a good question.
Yeah.
My thinking is about the 2 day is all the people that say they'll show up
will now be able to. Well, I know.
Won't actually.
Won't
because,
show up.
Yes. Because they'll be like, oh, that's April Fool's. I said I was going to show. Now it's Sunday.
No, only a-holes like you use mm-hmm. April Fool's to break people's hearts.
That's a good April Fool's joke.
Your poor mother.
I brought that up during the panel, too. Yes. I said, all right, any questions on topic? Nothing about my fake engagement. Not that everyone, I mean, at least 75% of the room got it.
Spit at you.
Yeah, she did.
But I know a handful of people, personally, who have not been able to come to Gym City Con because of church obligations.
Okay. I'll go with that.
So I think if it is on a Saturday and Sunday, that will free them up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder if having it across 2 days will spread out the potential clientele. Like, let's say on this Sunday there were, I don't know, 4,000 people. I don't know if that number is even close to accurate. I don't care. Let's just say it's 4,000 people. Next year, are they expecting 4,000 people both Saturday and Sunday? Or what are the chances it'll be 2,000 on Saturday and 2,000 on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they hoping to double the amount of people? Or
I don't know. These are all good questions. I mean, and as you said, I mean, we'll be doing less money. I mean, you said Kevin says we'll do more, but I don't. My first feeling when I heard about it was not good because I thought the cool thing about Gym City was it was always a 2 day event, all into 1 day.
Yeah.
So you got everything you wanted from a multi-day con, either 2 or 3 or whatever, into 1 day.
Yeah.
And you got all that package. You're telling me, not you, but your friend is telling me.
Kevin.
Yes. That,
you know him. You've met him.
Well, I know, but he's more your friend than anything than mine. That you do better. So that kind of made me optimistic, which I try to stay usually as well. When I was originally pessimistic about the thought.
Yeah.
I'll still do it.
I mean, I'll still be there both days. I don't want us to do some sort of Justin one day, Bruce the other day.
Right. I'm still interested in it.
Yeah. At this point, no one's going to talk me out of it. I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it goes well.
Unless I'm living in Florida by the time.
That's still not funny.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, you know, I don't know. It's a year away. Who knows where I'll be doing, you know?
Mm.
But anyhow, that's what I look forward to. One thing I want to mention before I forget, because I didn't mention on the Jump Drive thing. It's kind of off Jump City Comic Con, but in case you did, for some odd reason, not show up, I will be at Mavericks. They extend an offer to you, by the way, too. You can tell me the offer. You can tell me Your thoughts
through you?
Well, I mean, I have more contact with them.
What do you mean?
They extended an offer.
They want to know if you wanted to come and be there for Free Comic Book Day, too.
Oh, and do sketches and stuff?
Yeah.
I don't, when is that?
May 7th, Saturday. So, yeah, May 7th, Mavericks, Kettering. I'll be there. I won't be there all day. I stopped doing that because it just killed me. Yeah. But I'll be there in a good chunk of the morning to early afternoon. I haven't come up with the time yet.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm doing free sketches. I'm debating on if I'm going to do free sketches on Free Comic Book Day. One of the things that Stephanie saw that she liked that was at the Gem City Con is one guy just made these really cheap prints of superheroes to give out.
Oh, the coloring pages.
Right.
Those were genius.
I apologize if my breath stinks.
I have no sense of smell.
Well, good. There's no sense of ramble. But, yeah, I thought maybe I'd do something like that, too, to hand out to kids. You know? Yeah. I mean, I don't have to worry about going to any printing place to do it. I could just go to a printing place and just put in a copy and make my own copies.
Yeah.
And make multiples
of
whatever characters.
Well, you know what? You should maybe try to get going. Because you have a couple of days until this, right? You've got 3 weeks?
Yeah.
4 weeks?
Yeah.
Why not get some of the same people that did art for the Dr. Creep stuff to do a Mavericks coloring book?
Hmm. It's a little more costly than I wanted to.
Well, you wouldn't pay for it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
what's to keep Jack from paying for it?
I don't know.
It's a Mavericks coloring book.
Right.
Pitch that to him.
I will have to.
I'd be involved in that. I'd totally be involved in that. How awesome will that be?
That'd be pretty cool. I know.
And it could just be, you know, 4 or 5 pages, whatever. Right. Well, it'd be 4 or 6. There's no such thing as a 5-page book.
If Mike was out of the bathroom, I was going to propose to him of doing a Plain Jane and Stellar 4-pager. Not 4-page. Well, yeah, I guess 4 pages. Yeah, you know, of the free mini.
It's folded.
It's the free mini. Three and a cover.
8.5 by 11 folded.
Right. But he's stuck in there with his gonorrhea.
You okay, Mike? I couldn't hear him.
No, we can't hear him through the speakers.
He should have just drug his headset with it.
Yeah. But then we would have heard the toilet. Ooh, so
nasty.
Anyhow, that was my thoughts. I'm thinking about doing that. I'm thinking about doing one of those things.
Well, pitch the coloring book.
Mm-hmm.
They'll listen to you. I'm just the one with the great ideas.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm glad you're not tooting your own horn here.
I'm not. I'm a genius. Have I said that lately?
Well, I said it to a group of people. So.
And they laughed, didn't they?
No, they laughed?
I don't.
Yes, they laughed. The people that laughed didn't hear it.
Because
I'm
brilliant.
And anyone that thought I was right got a Tootsie Roll.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I got a bunch of Tootsie Rolls that day. Anyhow.
Homemade.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, anything else you want to talk about at the
I'm trying to think. I mean, we got there at 9.
Mm-hmm.
No, we got there at like 8, 8.30, didn't we?
The VIP.
The VIP.
A bunch of people didn't show up for the VIP.
They didn't?
No, not the VIP customers. I mean, it seemed like there's artists.
Oh, yeah. There were some. Jesus. Do we ever figure out where Jamie Martin sat?
No. No, we don't know where Jamie
Saw him walking in.
Yeah.
And you're like, his name wasn't on the list.
No.
That SOB always shows up the day of. Hey, is there a table anywhere around here? Do you think I can get a table?
I think he just walks in. I don't even ask anymore.
He took Dan Davis's table.
Yeah, I did that. That was a little awkward.
Sorry, Dan Davis.
Mr. Legend.
Great job,
I'm going to use your table for
Scooby-Doo stuff.
For
I have a Dan Davis sorting, page right over there.
Sorting posters or whatever it was.
We showed up on time. People were there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was exchange of goods for money.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it next year. I had a good time.
Yeah.
Like I said, we talked about what we thought were the cons and
pros. So next up, Cincinnati.
Derby for you.
Derby for me.
Yeah.
God, when is that?
Late June.
June, yeah, that's right. June 14th.
And then Cincinnati. Maybe Kokomo.
That's a bit of a drive.
What is it? 5 or 4?
I think it's... What?
4 hours? 5 hours?
I don't think it's that much. Is it?
Well, that's a bit. I mean, not only 2 hours is a bit.
I thought it was more than Louisville.
I don't know. We should look it up.
Yeah. Someday.
All right. So, there you go.
Yeah, we'll be right back, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully with Mike.
Mike!
that's about it, guys. Thanks again, Mike, for joining us on this podcast.
Yeah, really like having you back on, Mike. Hope we can do this again.
Oh, I look forward to doing it again, guys. I kind of want to do it more often now, so.
Well, we need to get a better setup than me duct taping all this shit together.
No, I like the ghetto rig. I think we should. You should post that picture on Facebook so everybody can see how you have this rigged up right now. It's pretty nice.
Do you still have that audio recording software on your computer?
Yes.
Okay, then next time I'll just
Wait, no. This is a completely different computer. Maybe not. I'll have to double check.
Yeah.
I did take everything from my last computer and bring it over. I'll have to make sure I have it still.
Well, supposedly there's this free software your buddy from the place you gave me the free Godzilla comic was telling me about called Call Burner, where you can record yourself on Skype. So maybe next time we'll have you do that. That way we don't have to jerry-rig all this stuff.
Yeah, that'll hopefully work out a little bit better. But until the next time then, right?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening. I hope someone wins the Willow contest. Hopefully Mike can meet us back for another one, and hopefully Justin can share a bed with Stephanie again sometime soon.
Oh, boy. I'm not for a
bringing
while.
Bringing that up again.
Yeah, something's not coming up here in a while.
I'm bringing it up in a different way this time.
Oh, boy.
Come on, now, right. Stephanie. Love on him, Stephanie. Let him back in, baby.
Ooh, hey. All right. Mike, say goodbye.
All right. Mike, goodbye. Oh, wait. Thanks, everybody, for having me back, and I'll see you around.
Until then.
Thank you. Bye.
Justin Wasson's work can be found at justinwasson.com. Bruce O'Hughes' work can be found at bruceohughes.com. Mike Adams can be found in Springfield. All of them can be found on Facebook, but only Justin spends too much time there.